We are back. The final segment of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. First of the new year, and of course we're gonna wrap up this show with our final segment, as always, brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company.
Yeah, that's right. On the range since 1926.
It's 100 years this year for them.
Later this year, they hit their 100th year. Yep. So we're excited for them. They're at 7389 Lapeer Road, but you probably know where they're at anyway. But if you've never been there, hang on tight, folks. 25,000 square foot showroom, inside range, outside range, a lounge to rest in between shootings. Tons of fun, but what a showroom and thousands of guns. It's Michigan's largest gun shop. And they're my headquarters for darn near everything. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. That's Williams Gun Sight Company. You can go to williamsgunsight.com and check out their website. You can actually see their used and clearance guns inventory from there, plus all the really cool products that they produce, because they are a gun sight company. And we're going to get into one of those in a little bit later here in the show. But I want to talk about some of their clearance guns right now that would work out ideally for coyote hunting, because okay. They are a coyote hunting mecca right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you can call Williams anytime you want, 810-653-2131. You can also buy guns on their website and then have them shipped to your dealer anywhere in America.
Yep.
So as long as it's legal to ship there, they will let you know. They'll call you back, deal with you on that. So they are a full-service gun shop. In-house, they got like 8 gunsmiths working full-time there. And then they have a whole production area out back that makes the sights. So wonderful place. I've been going there my whole life. Over 50 years I've been a customer. So I love the place. And so happy they're a sponsor of the show. Now, in their clearance rifles, which are guns that are new, but it's old stock, Jake, you and I go through it every time we go in the store to see what they have. And we always find something. I know you're looking at a left-handed. They got a left-handed Browning A-bolt there right now that's beautiful. 30-06?
Oh, and well, it's an X-bolt. But yeah,
X-bolt. A-bolts
are dead.
Oh, it's an X-bolt. I'm sorry, X-bolt. Yeah. Beautiful rifle, though.
X-bolt Hunter.
And then we were looking at that 300 Winchester Magnum in a left-handed for you, too.
Yeah, they got a Hell's Canyon one. It's all fancy. It's impressive.
Yeah, but what a gun. That'd be a heck of an elk gun, wouldn't it?
Speaking of a heck of an anything gun.
No kidding. Reach out and touch somebody or something. But it'd probably be a good 1,000-yard gun. It's got a 26.
I think it's designed
barrel.
For that. Yeah.
I've never been to Hell's Canyon, but I can only imagine.
I don't even know where Hell's Canyon's at. They named the gun after it.
They named the gun. It must be important. Never get a gun named after you. They never had a gun named after Ortonville, Michigan. You know, that's where I grew up.
But, no, there's been a lot of guns used in Ortonville, Michigan.
We used to hunt all the time there. I got out of school and got off the bus and opened up the gun cabinet and got a gun and went out in the woods all the time when I was a kid. That's what I did for a living back then. But so in the guns, there's some really cool ones that would work really good for coyote hunting. And I didn't go overboard, but I want to tell you, they've got a plethora of guns to choose from. Now, first one I'm going to talk about is the Faxon Arms. That's F-A-X-O-N, Faxon Arms Ascent 16-inch AR-15.
Sure.
It's in 22 ARC.
Oh, that's popular
that
for coyote hunting.
That is a hot cartridge right now. It is in clearance guns. It's nice, flat-topped, full Picatinny rail. Muzzle brake, comes with a 5-round magazine, A2 grip, adjustable butt stock. It's an AR, but it's affordably priced for a 22 ARC. It's $764.95. Usually, you see these are over a grand.
You just got to afford to buy the ammo.
Well, yeah, it's not as cheap as a 223. That's right. For sure. But it outperforms it. It's basically almost identical ballistics to a 22-250.
So out of a short action.
Out of a short
AR.
Action gun. Yep. So
which 22-50 is short action, but out of an AR-15 style, yes.
And to get into a 22-250, you'd have to get into an AR-10. This is an AR-15 that's doing the same thing. Correct. So it's a nice cartridge. It's ready for sights or scope at $764.95. Next one, outstanding quality gun, the CMMG Resolute.
Oh.
One of the websites I watch all the time, one of the podcast guys, he said it is the finest, Mark IV gun you can get on the market with the short-barreled AR-15.
Okay.
The best quality you can get for the money. This one's in 5.56, which is another good coyote round. It's your 223s. It's clearanced also. These are unbelievably proven in performance, and it is a beautiful AR. CMMGs, I've had a couple. I loved them. This one's priced at $1,273.95. It's got 130-round magazine with it and ready for sights and scope. So be another great one. And you can – this might be a good one. You know, any of these would go good with thermals or night optics.
Yeah.
You know? Next one, and I'm gonna throw a curveball at you, Jake. You ready for this? It's a 6.5 Creedmoor.
Ugh.
Okay. Okay. Enough said.
Not for deer.
No, but
no, for coyotes, yeah.
But I mean, it can work for deer. You just got to plant your seed right. So, this is a Mossberg Patriot Walnut.
Oh,
beautiful rifle. It's got the spiral sliced barrel. What do you call it? Spiral fluted.
Fluted.
It's beautiful. They've
got spiral
stock.
The Patriots. Nice. They got spiral bolts, fluted barrels.
It's got everything.
It's an American made rifle.
It certainly fits the coyote profile, and it might fit your budget. You can get this Mossberg Patriot in 6.5 Creedmoor for $524.95.
That's not bad. And then, you know, you're going to slap a good set of thermal optics or something on top of it.
But put $1,000 scope on it.
It's a great, instead of buying a $1,500 rifle and putting a $1,500 scope on it.
Right. So you might be able to be more budget-minded coyote hunting, you know. Or even if you just put a red light on it. You know.
Yeah, I've got that red light thing for mine.
Red light works pretty good. Now, one that just popped on the market, you're going to be mad at me for saying this. They got a Ruger American in the clearance guns, too. A Ruger American Gen 2. I can't tell if it's gray or if it's green, but it's got the spiral fluted barrel. It's a 6.5 Grendel, which is my favorite coyote cartridge. It is beautiful. Threaded muzzle, scope ready, $564.95. That's a nice gun.
That's a great gun for the price.
That is a nice gun.
And
now,
it's affordable ammo.
Yeah, 6.5 Grendel is cheap. It's like, you can find 6.5 Grendel cheaper than you can find 6.5 Creedmoor. But you can find more 6.5 Creedmoor in the store. It's a hand-loader's dream round. I love them. And they're easy to reload. Just like the 7.62x39s are easy to reload. You just got to get brass. And so is 300 Blackout. But 300 Blackout brass is cool because you can make it out of 223. So you just, I've got all everything in my house to make 223 brass into 300 Blackout brass. But it's so prevalent that I don't need to.
Right.
Now, as far as accessorizing goes, some of the stuff at Williams Gunsight, you just can't ignore, nor would you want to. You've got the ability to get the Williams Gunsight's LRS sight. These things, it's called LRS, stands for low reflex sight. Why is it? They designed a sight that was to give you that reflex plate of glass with a red or green optic in it so that you have a sight platform, but they developed it 30% lower to the barrel, which any good marksman or rifleman will tell you, the closer you are to the barrel with your sight, the better off you're going to be.
Yep.
And whether it's your rifle, your pistol, or even your shotgun, they can make these reflex sights, these LRS sights, fit your gun. And for $269 plus your mounting plates for whatever you have, It's a no-brainer. These things are beautiful. I've got a 10/22 waiting for one right now, and it's exciting. So certain rifle and pistol platforms and shotguns it might be all you need. You don't need a scope on some guns.
True.
Especially shotguns. Fast and easy. So check out the whole line at Williams Gun Sight. They have a lot to offer. They go through all their sight platforms. And our buddy Eric, who's done a show with us several times, he actually works in the sight division now. He's not in the store anymore. So he's in the back handling all the Western shooters with those special optics for Western sights right now.
Western, it's not even, it's considered optics. It's like iron sights.
It's iron sights, but it's designed so that you can more accurately shoot long range with muzzle loaders and stuff out west.
Right.
Some of the states that talk about primitive hunting stick to it.
Pennsylvania still has a flintlock season.
Do they really?
Yep.
That's primitive hunting.
It's their primitive season. It's old fashioned, you know, muzzle loaders, but you've got to, you know, it's the flint and the powder and the trap and smoke and
musket ball.
And you've got to you keep your hand over the powder because if it gets wet, it won't fire.
Yep. Keeping your powder dry. That's a honest to God's truth right there. So whatever you want to see at Williams, you can go there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. And we, from the Gunsmith Show to you and every all the listeners, thanks everybody for your loyalty. Thanks for all the comments and the Facebook comments we've been getting on our Facebook page, the Gunsmith Show. Try to keep up with us. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a good year. Let's make it that. And let's be physically fit and be mentally and physically ready to hunt this year. So I think it's important. If you know somebody that needs help, get out there and help them. Help them become a better hunter.
Yeah.
Jacob, you're taking some young kids out this afternoon hunting.
Yeah, we're taking out some friends and
their kids.
Their sons, they wanted to go hunting, so we're going to go squirrel hunting.
That's great.
Try that out.
And yeah, it's a good time of year to do it. You know, it's cold, easy to see the squirrels in the snow. And
we've got a smaller 20 gauge. I mean, they're not tiny kids. They're in sixth grade, so I don't know what age that is.
12.
Yeah, 12 years old, yeah.
So we've got a 20 gauge for them to use. Should be easy for them.
And you might bring that 410 out too, you said.
Yeah, see how we feel.
Got an old 410 bold action that he wants to take out.
Good. I'll carry the gun until we see one. You know, teach him, of course, the basics of gun safety. Yeah. Well, it'll be a good time.
Well, that's how you start them. So happy New Year to everyone. We are so happy to be here every year. Dan, thank you for always co-hosting with me and. Thanks for putting up with me and Jake over all the years.
Love having you guys and looking forward to more Gunsmiths in 2026 right here on US 103.1.
We're starting our 14th year.
14.
So 14 years of the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah,
it's
true.
A long time.
It's a lot of Saturdays coming into this building.
Yeah, it's okay. I like it because it's close to Williams Gun Site when we get done.
Can you move the office about 3 miles east?
Yeah.
A little
can't
closer?
No, it's close enough.
Okay.
The boom from the range might affect our thought process.
Yeah, it affects the sonar gases off of Uranus. And,
is that what it is?
On that note, we're going to wrap it up here.
Have a great time, everybody. Enjoy the weekend and Happy New Year.